Good morning. We are so happy that you are here with us this morning. Wherever you are, if you're in your living room or your kitchen or wherever you are going to praise this morning, would you stand with us? And we just welcome you this morning. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being obedient and wanting to just rejoice and praise Jesus this morning. Amen. Father, we just thank you. We thank you for this glorious day. We thank you, Lord, that you are here, that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and that you are in total control, Jesus, of all situations that is going on in the world, in our homes, whatever the situation may be. Father, we worship and we are ready to praise you this morning, and we lift your holy name, God. We thank you, Lord. Amen.
You are here. rejoice, for our King is here. We're living to proclaim, you've opened heaven's gates. We rejoice, for our King is here.
Stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are, it's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am. Oh, and I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers. Only you provide, 'cause you know just what we need before we say a word. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. Who I am, you're a good, good Father. It's who you are, it's who you are, it's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect.
Thank you. Let the King of my heart be the mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from, oh, He is my song. Let the King of my heart be the shadow where I hide, the ransom for my life, oh, He is my song. You are good, good, oh, you are good. Let the King of my heart be the wind inside my sails, the anchor in the waves, oh, He is my song. Let the King of my heart be the fire inside my veins, the echo of my days, oh, He is my song. You are good, good.
Never gonna let you, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down.
You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You are good, good. To walk and the blind to see, opens prison doors, sets the captives free. I'm the river of life flowing out of me. I'm the river of life flowing out of me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see.
The night is holding on to me. God is holding on. 'Cause you are good, good. Oh, you are good, good.
Resurrecting me by your spirit, I will rise from the ashes of defeat. Lord, we just pray that your presence would just flood every home this morning. And wherever we're at, wherever we're listening, wherever we're tuning in, that we would truly turn into the voice of God. That your presence, God, right now just saturate us. Saturate yes, every Lord. Part of us, God. And anything that is trying to establish itself in us that is not of you right now would be turned away, would be just cast to the ground in the name of Jesus, and that your presence, God, would just fill us to overflowing. That every care, every concern, everything that we're worried about, God, we just lay at your feet right now. For you did not give us a spirit of fear.
That's right.
But you have given us a spirit of power.
Amen.
A spirit of love and a sound mind. So God, I just declare that over every person that is listening right now. We just thank you, God, that your love pushes back the spirit of fear.
That's right.
That they cannot cohabitate. So, Lord, we just thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for your power. We thank you for your love. We thank you, Lord, that your word establishes itself in us, God, as we turn to you, as we declare it, as we proclaim it over our lives. God, I just remember, and I've been thinking about how when the plagues came upon Egypt, and I thank you, God, that you showed yourself glorious over all of those things, God. That you are God of the storm, that you are God of the waterways.
That's right.
You are God over the land, you are God over the animals, and you are God over your people.
That's right.
And I remember, God, how you instructed them to put the blood over their doorposts, that the spirit of death would not affect them. So, God, right now, I prophetically just put the blood of Christ
yes.
over every house,
Amen.
Over every body,
That's
over
right.
every gate in the regions, God, of the world,
That's
in the
right.
name
Thank
of Jesus.
You, Lord. Amen.
I just declare that the spirit of death will pass over in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And I thank you, God, that even as we approach Passover in the next couple weeks and leading up to Easter, God, that we remember the resurrection, God.
Yes.
We remember that how your blood covered
you.
Everything, that your blood reinstated us back into relationship with the Father, that your blood covered our sins, Lord. And God, we just celebrate you this morning. We just declare that you are Lord over our lives, that you are Lord over our homes. That you are Lord over this region, over this nation, and over the world in Jesus' name. And I pray, God, that every house would become a sanctuary.
Amen.
That every person,
yes.
God, would become a sanctuary
Thank
for
you,
the
Lord.
Living God. And right now, we just lay that at your feet, God. We just lay
Thank
everything
you, Lord.
At your feet. And we invite you to come into our lives right now. God, what an opportunity. God, we just thank you that for just these several weeks that the world has somewhat stopped. And God, I pray that every person would know and would begin to focus on Jesus. Where they may put you on the back burner in the past, or maybe they didn't think it was important enough to dedicate their lives to you, to congregate together.
Jesus.
Or half in or half out. But truly, this would be a time of urgency
yes.
to come back
Amen.
To Jesus. Lord, we just thank you that you never get tired of waiting on us. Praise God. Praise Jesus for your grace.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise you for your grace
you,
and
Lord.
Your mercy, God, that you wait on us as we go our own way and do our own thing. But
oh,
you're
Jesus.
Always waiting there with open arms to receive us. Our past never prevents us from coming into our future.
Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, we just thank you. We just thank you for your grace that abounds, that it never ends, that it covers us, that you're always willing. You're always willing and ready to respond to us. God, we just intentionally come into your presence. We ask you to meet with us. We ask you to come in and establish your righteousness in our lives. Lord, we bless your mighty name. We thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Welcome, Life Tree members that are tuning in online. We're just thankful that even though we can't be together, we can still be together. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
We just love you guys, and we're praying for all of you. And we just thank the Lord that He is sovereign over everything.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I just want to encourage you to make your homes a sanctuary. Make your homes a place of prayer. Make time to meet with the Lord, because He is responding now more than ever before. This is an opportunity to come back to Him. This is an opportunity to make Him a priority. As everything around us has stopped or slowed down and our concerns have heightened, I remember, again, when God led Israel out into the wilderness, that they often blamed Moses for the shape that they were in, when God really wanted them to put all their hope and all their trust in Him. That it was never about a man, and all of their provision and everything that they held on to sustain them was stripped of them. And God wanted them to look to Him for everything. And I just want to encourage you to look to God, look to Jesus for everything.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
I'm going to be reading in Mark chapter 12, 28 through 34. Mark chapter 12, 28 through 34. Then one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, "Which is the first commandment of all?" And Jesus answered him, "The first of all the commandments is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second like it is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.' So the scribe said to him, 'Well said, teacher, you have spoken the truth, for there is one God, and there is no other but He. And to love Him with all the heart, with all the understanding, with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, is more than all the whole burnt offerings and sacrifices.' Now when Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, 'You are not far from the kingdom of God.' But after that, no one dared question him." Lord, I just pray for your word to go out this morning and establish its intended purpose. God, we thank you for it. We thank you that we can hold it in our hand. We thank you, God, that we can speak of it. We thank you, God, that we live in a free country, that we live in a nation where we can proclaim the word of God without being persecuted. And God, I pray for the anointing for your word to go out today. And I bless it in Jesus' name. Amen.